Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Michael Dixon.
The MA17 study really has heightened everybody's interest in the whole issue of the time course of relapse over time. I spoke with Mike Baum in San Antonio. He told me he always has his interesting theories. According to him, there's a peak at 2 years, there's a peak at 5 years or beyond. And his hypothesis was that an attack, anastrozole, was having its biggest impact on that 2 year peak, which he associates with surgery. What do you think about that thought?
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced about its peak at surgery. If that was the case, that something was happening in relation to surgery, that surgery was spreading cancer, I know Mike's been concerned about that, then surely the thing to do, which is what we've been doing for some time, is actually start patients on drugs before surgery.
Yeah, that was exactly his conclusion.
And what we have done is we've done a study we presented at San Antonio where we took over 200 patients. We gave them either 14 days anastrozole or 14 days letrozole. Firstly, proliferation reduced within those 14 days between 80 and 84% in absolute terms.
So this is neoadjuvant.
Well, it's kind of preoperative.
Right,
because they got
surgery.
14 days. They got 14 days up until the day of surgery. So these were patients who we just started on the drug 2 weeks. So we didn't have any response data. So all we're looking at is biological factors in the tumor. But what you can show within a few days of starting an aromatase inhibitor is you can switch off proliferation. So our approach is if you have a woman in the clinic who comes to you and you know she's got invasive cancer, she's postmenopausal with an ER-positive tumor, starting on aromatase inhibitor straight away. The reason being is if there is concern that surgery spreads cancer, then my view is if you're dealing with a cancer that's dying, the cells, if you squeeze them out in the circulation, are much less likely to take hold and metastasize.
Yeah, I mean, he made the exact same point. But do we have any data or any observations that suggest that might be the case in terms of, this strategy, even a couple weeks of therapy may be impacting on the relapse rate?
There was a study reported to the Association of Surgeons in the United Kingdom. Again, wasn't a big study, looking at patients who'd been given preoperative tamoxifen. And the women who got preoperative tamoxifen did better in terms of recurrence than patients who were started on routine adjuvant tamoxifen 6-7 weeks or a few weeks after surgery. But that wasn't a big study. It wasn't randomly controlled. That's just the anecdotal evidence. But the only thing about it, scientifically, makes sense. Starting patients on aromatase inhibitors doesn't increase their risk of DVT or pulmonary embolus. So there is no real harm in starting it before surgery. It also means that patients can choose when they want to have an operation. If a lady's going on holiday, she can go on holiday and take an aromatase inhibitor. There is no sudden rush to get to surgery. And I think that's what we use it for. And patients then go out of the office with a treatment. And you can tell them, by tomorrow, their tumor is going to be dying. And they like that approach. So psychologically, I think we found it tremendous benefit to our patients.